Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. Welcome to Friday. Come on, you guys can celebrate more than that. It's Friday. Yeah, there you go. That's more like it. And Friday could not arrive soon enough. My goodness. And surprise, surprise. What happens on this particular day but the resignation of Secretary Acosta? Boy, is that a shocker. Call the media. Alex Acosta is resigning, according to the president. And what did I just say about this days ago? This was never a matter of whether. It was always a question of when. Always. Mr. Acosta, of course, has faced mounting criticism in recent days for his role in cutting a deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein more than a decade ago. Critics have called this deal too lenient. Epstein, as you know, was arrested over the weekend, charged in the Southern District of New York with sex trafficking dozens of girls, some as young as 14, in New York and Florida. And this has brought scrutiny onto that plea agreement, the notorious plea agreement. How much time did Mr. Epstein serve? Was it 14 months? And he was able to go to work every day, 6 days a week? Incredible. But this is not the end. There will be new chapters in this particular story, as you well know. And we will address those as they develop. Nothing shocking at all. If you'd like to comment about this, of course, you are welcome to do so. I don't know how much new ground will be broken on this particular story today, but we'll follow this and see if there's anything additional that develops. Let me just say, at the outset of this program, you need to prepare yourself to be courageous today, to face facts and truth. And I say facts and truth that are truths that are very uncomfortable. Some of the things I will bring to you today, frankly, they're downright nauseating to me. I don't know why, but there are millions of people in this country who think something has changed politically in this country. It hasn't. It's the same old freaking game going on that's been going on for years. Nothing's changed. Now, Washington politicians, including the president, would love for you to believe something's changed. It hasn't. Same games, different characters. I'm going to give you a couple of examples a little bit later in this broadcast. And Faith Focus Friday, my goodness, that one's going to be a doozy. I'm trying to give a hint without giving it away. When you find out who is leading many of the churches in America, you may be stunned. And it again raises questions about this entire system that we have created that we call church in America. That's all I will say about it right now. But a study on pastors will be part of the subject of Faith Focus Friday. And my good friend Steve Crosby will join us on this one. I called him this morning and I said, man, you just really love stirring it up. The figures that he has presented from a study just blew my mind. My head almost exploded when I saw these numbers. And I think you will be shocked as well. We'll get to that and much more during the course of the broadcast. How about a feel-good story to start off? And where else would you find it but your neighborhood Chick-fil-A? As you know, my oldest son used to work at Chick-fil-A. And I consider the owner of one of the local Chick-fil-A's a friend of mine. Really nice guy. Actually owns a couple of franchises here in the area. And I believe it was a very valuable experience in character development. Not just a job, but character development. So it's not surprising to see a story like this. A World War II veteran entering a Chick-fil-A restaurant in Maryland for help with a flat tire. At this particular location, a restaurant manager jumped into action without hesitation. And one of the employees got a picture of this. It's pretty cool. The manager was actually working the front line of the restaurant. The veteran, known to employees as 96-year-old Mr. Lee, entered the store shaking, almost in tears, according to a fellow manager. Standing in line, Mr. Lee told employees he was driving on three tires, barely made it to the entrance of the restaurant due to a flat tire, and he didn't have any help to change it. 96-year-old guy. The Chick-fil-A manager, Daryl Howard, went to the aid of this man. As soon as he finished his sentence, Daryl informed me he needed to help this gentleman right now. He jumped into action without hesitation. He was able to fix Mr. Lee's tire in about 15 minutes. The co-worker took some pictures of this act of kindness. The manager did not know he was being photographed at the time. The co-worker said his act of kindness, it was absolutely beautiful. Daryl's always been so helpful to anyone in need and deserves this recognition. According to fellow employees, Howard has worked there for about 9 years. He said, I thank God I was in the right position to be witness of this touching moment. Pretty cool, is it not?
Yes, sir.
Helping out this World War II veteran who at the time had nowhere else to turn. Driving on three good tires. Again, I remind you, as I do every time I share something like this, please, as you go through your day, keep your eyes and your ears open. Don't walk around with blinders on, with a narrow focus, looking straight ahead, unaware of what's happening in your peripheral vision, and maybe right under your nose. Just keep your eyes and ears open. You don't have to do anything extraordinary. Just be an aware human being. That's a good starting place, don't you think? Coming up, we're going to talk about politics as usual. This story that I'm going to share with you, I'm serious. It really ticks me off, and I hope it ticks you off. Because it relates to presidential politics and senatorial politics in North Carolina. You need to know about this story because the same games are going on. I wish I could say I was disappointed by what's happening. I'm not, because my expectations are already super, super low. This is about what I would expect. And I don't think you're going to be surprised either. We'll talk about it coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alex Acosta has offered his resignation. The president has reluctantly accepted it. We're going to listen in on the president's comments now.
I will say this, and I say it again, and I say it loud and clear. Alex Acosta was a great Secretary of Labor. What he's done with plans, and you see the plans coming one after another. You're just about done with the 401k, and
that's
that happened. things that nobody would even think of. So it's very sad, but at the same time, he wants the focus to be on accomplishments, not on what you're talking about. Well, Alex believed that. I'm willing to live with anything, John. I think you know me. I've lived through things that you wouldn't believe. Alex felt that way. And he also felt we're so good. We're doing so well. The economy, the stock market just hit the highest point yesterday in the history of our country. Our unemployment numbers are the best they've ever been. If you look at specifically certain groups, African American, Asian, Hispanic, the best unemployment numbers in the history of our country. You know, there are so many good things, and he didn't want to distract from that. And I understand that 100%.
Did Paul Ryan prevent you from making any bad decisions?
So Paul Ryan was not a talent. He wasn't a leader. When the people in Freedom and great congressmen wanted to go after the Dems for things that they did very badly, he wouldn't give subpoenas, whereas Nancy Pelosi hands them out like they're cookies. Paul Ryan was a lame duck for a long time as Speaker. He was unable to raise money. He lost control of the House. The only success Paul Ryan had was the time that he was with me, because we got taxes cut. I got regulation cuts. I did that mostly without him.
But wow.
For Paul Ryan to be complaining is pretty amazing. I remember a day in Wisconsin, a state that I won, where I stood up and made a speech, and then I introduced him, and they booed him off the stage, 10,000 people. So for him to be going out and opening his mouth is pretty incredible. But maybe he gets paid for that. Who knows? Maybe he gets paid for that. So people come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally. It's very simple. It's not something I like doing, but people have come into our country illegally. We're focused on criminals. We're focused on, if you look at MS-13, but when people come into our country, we take those people out, and we take them out very legally. They all have papers, and it's a process, and I have an obligation to do it. They came in illegally, they go out legally. What the Democrats should be doing now is they should be changing the loopholes. They should be changing asylum. I've been talking to you about this for a long time. They should be changing asylum. There's so many things. Now, let me give you the good news. Mexico has done an outstanding job so far. If you look at the border, it's down now 30%, and that's only 1 week inclusive where they've gotten it together. The June numbers just came out. It's down. It looks like it's going to end up being a little bit above 30% down. It's going to be down more and more. They have 21,000, and I say 21,000, Mexican soldiers on the borders, both their southern border and our southern border. And we really have it in control. The problem is we have a big problem. The laws are so bad. The Democrats have to help us fix the immigration laws. But even with that, because of the job that Mexico's doing, and yes, they maybe did it because of tariffs, but they're doing a great job, and I appreciate it.
All right, I think this is a good time for us to leave this particular news conference. This was actually a few minutes ago. This is not live, but the news conference was called with the purpose of Alex Acosta announcing he is resigning a week from today. And again, this is not something that the Trump administration pushed for. In fact, the president quite clearly communicated his confidence in the job that Mr. Acosta was doing. But Mr. Acosta was concerned that he had become a distraction. In fact, you heard Trump refer to him as a great labor secretary. But Acosta made the decision to step down a week from today. Trump said he saw no need for him to resign. But over the Jeffrey Epstein case, this has ultimately become a big issue and a distraction for the administration from Mr. Acosta's vantage point, and that's the reason he is leaving. Now, you may be wondering, what in the world are we doing talking about Paul Ryan? Well, the reason Paul Ryan is back in discussion is because of a new book that has apparently come out, American Carnage, by Politico's Tim Alberta, depicting a Republican Party that at first struggled with Trump's rise during the campaign before gradually coming to terms with him as president. The Washington Post has obtained a copy of this book. Alberta writes that Paul Ryan left Congress in January because he couldn't bear the thought of another 2 years with Trump and saw retirement as an escape hatch. In conversations with Alberta after retirement, Ryan, who had served nearly two decades in Congress, claimed that Trump, a former real estate mogul, was ignorant about politics. I told myself I got to have a relationship with this guy to help him get his mind right. This is hilarious. This really is. Because I'm telling you, he didn't know anything about government. I wanted to scold him all the time. Those of us around him helped to stop him from making bad decisions all the time. We helped him make much better decisions, which were contrary to kind of what his knee-jerk reaction was. Now I think he's making some of these knee-jerk reactions. Not surprisingly, this led to a series of late-night tweets from the president. Paul Ryan, the failed VP candidate and former Speaker of the House, whose record of achievement was atrocious, except during my first 2 years as president. Boy, this is nauseating. Ultimately, became a long-running lame duck failure, leaving his party in the lurch, both as a fundraiser and a leader. He had the majority and blew it away with his poor leadership and bad timing. Well, let's talk about bad timing, Mr. President. Where's your funding for the wall? Where did that go, by the way? Anyway, never knew how to go after the Dems like they go after us. Couldn't get him out of Congress fast enough. The reason why I'm also talking about this is a great lead-in to what I'm going to talk about next, the Senate race in North Carolina and the president's own operation for 2020, because there's something you need to know about that. I will give one caller an opportunity to talk before we go into this and go into a break. Todd out of Fountain Inn, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Coakley. So Acosta's resigning. So what? What happens next? Where does this go? I mean, he made a bad decision on, 20 years ago. Everybody's calling for his resignation now. Why weren't you calling for it 20 years ago? Why weren't you condemning the people, who actually committed the crimes? Instead of, well, their last name is such and such or whatever, so therefore they don't need to be punished. But, let's go after Acosta. Now, I'm not saying that Acosta didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Because, 14 months for, what this man did. In my opinion, the man, well, let's not go into that one on the radio. Anyway.
I understand. Oops. I don't know what happened there. That was not us, by the way. Our system is possessed sometimes, and we lose calls like this all the time. Sorry about that, sir. But we look forward to talking with you again. Coming up, we're going to talk about 2020, some things you need to know right now. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, you already heard the news about Alex Acosta. He is out. We had a call addressing this just before the break. Raising the question, why is this? By the way, it's not 20 years. It's actually only 11 years since this thing was actually finalized. But nonetheless, that is the first casualty in this scandal, which is likely to grow. I've seen one story that is, I don't know how reliable it is, but supposedly Mr. Epstein is already suggesting his willingness to offer names in exchange for some sort of a deal. Boy, is this going to be interesting to watch, huh? Names. Yeah. Vince, how long before Epstein mysteriously dies? No way powers that be let him name names. Venture's statement about nothing has changed in politics. Is that last 20, 30 years, or since the beginning? Yes, you're right about that, since the beginning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, it was a good start to the show. It does not shock me you were able to get a jab in on the president. Let me just say again, and I want to shout this loud and clear from the housetops. If you have a substantive response to anything I say about anything, especially regarding the president, bring it on. And I've told you before, you darn well better bring your A game. It better not be some stupid talking points that I've heard 25 million times over the last few years, because I'm sick of hearing that garbage.
I've done more than any other president's done in the last 20 years.
I don't want to hear it. Because it's not even the point. Because at the same time, some good things that are going on, there are some pretty ugly things that are going on that simply cannot be denied. Let me start here. This is a post from a Tea Party group in the area. All right? Let me just share the content of this post. Moore County Tea Party. Now you're asking, why are you reading something from Moore County? County Tea Party. You understand in a moment. I'm reading to you from a post with the Liberty Scores, or just Scores in general. Liberty Score belongs to Conservative Review. But I'm going to share with you the scores for a particular senator by different groups. So it's not just one group. The Club for Growth, 52%. Heritage Foundation, 2017-2018, 59%. 2015 and 16, 47%. Conservative Review Liberty Score, 37%. Okay, please tell me something. This is a score for a U.S. senator. This is based on some type of conservative measurement. Scoring. Based on this person's votes. I'm not even going to tell you this person's name right now. Based on these numbers, does this person deserve re-election? Forget about personalities. Forget about your attachment. Forget about all of the freaking talking points you're going to hear out of Mitch McConnell and other morons in Washington, D.C. See, and this is just evidence to me, and you're going to hear it, that we're wasting our time. This is one big joke, and you and I are being played for fools. That's what's happening. Well, let me get into the meat of this story. When I saw this, I just thought to myself, this is disgusting. It really is disgusting. It's a story by Politico about a certain pollster, John McLaughlin. He's been identified as a top strategist on guess whose re-election campaign? President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. He was hired by a challenger. to Senator Tom Tillis. And by the way, now he's withdrawn from that effort. And you're going to find out why. You want to find out why this country is going to hell in a handbasket? It's crap like this. And if you don't hold these people accountable, shame on you. See, I don't expect anything out of these people anymore. I really don't. This whole thing is a joke. You know, I've told you this is the, you know, we had the American Idol presidency. Now we've got the Celebrity Apprentice presidency. It's a show, ladies and gentlemen. It is a show. And the sooner you and I realize that, the better. Let me tell you about this story. So John McLaughlin has withdrawn from an effort to unseat none other than Tom Tillis in 2020. Pollster John McLaughlin's work for a Tillis primary challenger had angered leading Senate Republican campaign officials, who said the president's team should be unified in the effort to reelect both Trump and the incumbent Republican senators. What did I say? What do I say all the time in this program? Do not buy into false binary choices. Now, you may want to reelect Donald Trump. Fine. But should you reelect worthless Republican senators just so Mitch McConnell can have a majority? It's not politically correct for me to say this, but there's a part of me sometimes that hopes that Mitch McConnell loses his race in Kentucky just so we can get that old coot out of office. Seriously. Aides of the Senate GOP campaign arm reached out to multiple Trump 2020 officials and separately to the Republican National Committee in recent weeks to express their displeasure over McLaughlin's work. The pollster had signed on to help Garland Tucker, a former investment company executive who's pledged to spend at least $1 million of his own money against Tillis. So this man made a decision. He's helping the president, and he's helping a challenger to Tom Tillis. That's his business. And I'm going to use this phrase, and I don't mind using it. The Republican mafia decided to go after him and force him to withdraw from this campaign. That's what happened. This may as well be organized crime, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is. These folks are political criminals. That's what they are. It's all about power and money. Are they thinking about you? No, they're thinking about their own power. I'm going to tell you more about this story and how this went down coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On behalf of all of us at...
But no, we've got bullies. We've got people who are acting like gangsters in Washington, D.C., coming along and telling this guy, this pollster, how dare you work for this guy? That's really what's happening. It's bullying. That's what it is. So more on this story. This is just sickening. The Senate Republican officials argue that a disruptive primary could wreak havoc on the party's prospects in the battleground state and ultimately hurt Republicans up and down the ballot, including Trump. Contacted by Politico on Sunday, McLaughlin said he hadn't decided whether to keep working for Tucker, but by Tuesday, he and his firm had cut ties with the candidate. Why do you think he cut ties with the candidate? the run-in, the first major rift this year between the Trump campaign and the Republican Senatorial Committee, threatening to drive a wedge between the two organizations at a time of unease about the party's prospects. With Trump trailing Biden in internal GOP polling and Senate Republicans defending at least half a dozen endangered incumbents, there's widespread agreement within the party hierarchy that its array of committees, groups, and campaigns need to get along. Well, isn't that just wonderful? So them getting along is all that matters. It doesn't matter whether they serve you or not. What matters is these nitwits get along. I don't give a crap about them getting along. In fact, if they better serve the people, this probably would not be as difficult as it is. I want to know what you think about this. In some corners of the party, the North Carolina episode has reignited long-held concerns. The Trump political machine at times operates on its own with little regard for other Republicans. Duh! You've just now figured that out? I mean, this... What is wrong with these people? The first-term Tillis is one of the most endangered senators up for re-election, and senior Republicans worry the primary challenge could further complicate his prospects. Maybe they need to be complicated. You see, let me tell you how Mitch McConnell looks at this thing. Mitch McConnell looks at this thing one way. He's looking at numbers. I need to make sure I keep the majority and stay in power. That's all that matters to Mitch. And it doesn't matter who they are. If it's Susan Collins types, as long as he's got the majority, he doesn't care whether these people are conservative, liberal, whatever, as long as they're part of the caucus. So he's going to go out and they're going to push for any of these people, even if they're half dead. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is really important. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who wields vast control over the Senate campaign arm, is fiercely protective of incumbents, particularly those facing primaries. During the 2014 midterms, the NRSC took the unusual step of blacklisting consulting firms that worked for primary challengers to sitting lawmakers. This is what's called intimidation. That's what it is. Now, here's my question. A good number of these senators, are they worth defending? Are they worth protecting? Are they worth keeping in office? Probably not. I've gone through the Liberty Score thing with you. And there's really less than a dozen senators in the U.S. Senate who are worth keeping there. Less than a dozen. The rest of them, throw them overboard. But many of you don't care. You really don't. So are you going to allow this bullying process to continue? A former RNC official said clearly for party committees they want to avoid anything that could cause turmoil for their incumbent members, especially in states that are critical to both Senate majorities and winning the White House. Spokespersons for the Trump campaign and NRSC declined to comment. Of course they declined to comment. Why would they comment on this story and tell the honest truth? You know what the honest truth is? This is a game. That's what this is. And you and I, we're pawns. We're pawns. They don't care about us. They really don't. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying to subject us to substandard people to serve us. We can do better. Don't you think? Do you think Mitch McConnell is the best that can be offered? Honestly? So what do you think? I welcome your feedback on this coming up in the next hour. We also have Faith Focus Friday coming up as well. I love this. It's called I'm the King, even though it's the sewer. I'm the King of the Sewer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.